I can't quite believe we called the smoker kids, the ne'er-do-wells in high school, rats. But we did. He's a rat, I suppose we'd sometimes say, hanging a curtain over a doomed soul. Not a Jimmy Cagney dirty rat. We had our own feeling for the word. A rat was a kid in a too-big leather jacket who scuffed the hall floors with the rubber tire soles of his monster boots. They were like odd pirate ships, and they moved among us with a vague sense of pillaging. Who sometimes dumped the books from your nervous clutch, as though to create a little movie of who you were. They'd make a key, dramatic scene in your otherwise silent, actionless film. And everything would be revealed. In the crease of your good behavior, you were nothing but a rabbit. On your knees, flushed and ruined, scooping papers together as the world laughed and judged and knew your very core. A bureaucrat in the making. A folded-up answer no one would ever want to read. The rats who smoked outside the backfire door, who smelled like vodka in class, who lurked in the dark hall, who were always late, who never had passes, who sometimes just left, and who never quite arrived anywhere, who got called down to the office day after day, who had knit brows, and who could sometimes laugh harder with more freedom than any of us, and yet with the ring of forgery, as though this was the first time they'd ever laughed. We fell for their toneless, make-believe, expletive-rich, old man voices. They were the best actors in school, by far. That they were battling against cruel fathers or disparaging mothers or brothers that beat them, we didn't know, but we saw they wore the outfit of soldiers. A uniform that spoke to a truth we couldn't suspect about a war we never saw. They never had pencils. They never had notebooks. School was important only as a reprieve for a game of dice, for candy, cigarettes. We were seeing them in the downtime, in the truce that was made by their distance from the front line. But a few times over your 4 years at high school, you would, for a short time, get to know a rat. A fringe rat, you'd think. An eccentric specimen. One who happened to be gifted at trigonometry or who liked a particular book. You would warm together over some shared object. They'd get you to come their way a bit, and you'd get them to come yours. You'd smoke a cigarette. Skip a class or a whole day with them and experience the thrill of lawlessness. And in return, they would get to see what it was like to be so innocent, to be so hopeful, to think so highly of the future without regard to any proof, and to be so nervous about such small things as homework and tests as never before had bothered them. And for that moment, the dumb dream of picket fences and happy families and combed hair and clean clothes would rise up before them to witness. They would fall hard for it. And then, because they had to, they would burn it to the ground.